Farage declares leftist Labour Party not fit to govern. Predicts Reform UK will take power by 2027. By Kurt Zindelka on September 5, 2025. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage declared that the left-wing Labour Party government is in crisis and predicted that it will not last its full term in office, telling supporters that his Reform UK party must be prepared to take the reins of power. Addressing the Reform UK annual conference in Birmingham on Friday, just hours after the resignation of Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, Brexit boss Nigel Farage hailed the meteoric rise of his party and predicted that Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's faltering government is facing the prospect of infighting and potential collapse. "This government is deep in crisis. Not only have they fallen into deep unpopularity within just a year of winning the general election, but it's become clear to all of us that it is a cabinet of wholly unqualified people to run our country. They are not fit to govern," he said. Mr. Farage pointed to Rayner's resignation and predicted that, like the Conservative Party before it, Labour will be racked with internal divisions and splits that will ultimately lead to their downfall as the far-left Corbynista wing of the party rebels. "The next general election is not due until 2029, but let me tell you, it's all right. I think there is every chance now of a general election happening in 2027 and we must be ready for that moment," he said. Meanwhile, Farage pointed to the defection of former Conservative government minister Nadine Dorries on Thursday to his ranks as a sign that both Westminster establishment parties are in a meltdown, clearing the way for Reform to take power. He highlighted the stunning growth of the upstart populist party, noting that in just over a year, Reform has grown from 30,000 paid members to upwards of 240,000. Additionally, he said that Reform now boasts 450 local branches across the country, control of over a dozen councils, and has topped over 100 of the latest opinion polls with a lead of 10-15% over all other parties. Farage described Reform as a strong, unified party that speaks with one voice, that knows it's determined to put the interests of Britain and the British people above that of outdated international treaties or dubious courts. "We are the patriotic party. We are the party that stands up for decent working people. And we are the party on the rise," he proclaimed. Turning to the concerns of the British public, Farage lamented that Britain is in a very bad place, saying, "It's a mixture between anger and despair. Is it any wonder that the protests have sprung up outside the hotels? We are in economic decline. We are in societal breakdown with law and order. We are in cultural decline. It's as if our leaders have forgotten who we were. And we want to question it now. They will do everything they can to crush free speech online. Our country is, without doubt, in the most dangerous place it's been in my lifetime. And I get this in the street from people. People point at me and say, 'You are the last chance we've got to get this country back on track. We are the last chance the country has got to get this country back on track.' And that is why, let's make Britain great again." I've heard that phrase somewhere else before, but I agree with it. "We will make Britain safer again, beginning with zero tolerance policing. If you shoplift, you will be prosecuted. We will bring back genuine stop and search on our streets to drive out knives. We will deport foreign criminals," he said. Mr. Farage and Reform have vowed to withdraw Britain from the deportation blocking European Convention on Human Rights, ECHR, and to repeal the Tony Blair era legislation used to insert globalist open borders principles into British law, frequently used by the left-wing judiciary to stymie illegal migrant and foreign criminal removals. Reform has also pledged to establish a deportation command center with the task of removing at 600,000 illegals during his first term as prime minister. Additionally, the party has vowed to establish migrant detention centers on military bases and in third-party countries like El Salvador to house supposed asylum seekers rather than putting them up in hotels at taxpayer expense. On Friday, Mr. Farage also announced that a Reform government would ban the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. A report this year from French intelligence warned that the Muslim Brotherhood has waged a decades-long Western conquest strategy of infiltrating European and British institutions to promote hardline Islam and adherence to Sharia in the West through subversion. "We will stop what is a threat to our national security, what is a danger to girls and women on our streets. We will stop the boats and we will detain and deport those who illegally break into our country doing what nearly every normal country around the rest of the world does. You cannot come here illegally and stay. We will stop the boat within 2 weeks of winning government," Farage said. and we will stop dangerous organizations with links to terrorism operating in our country. Quite why we have been so gutless about this, both conservative and labor, I do not know. All across the Middle East, countries have banned and proscribed the Muslim Brotherhood as a dangerous organization. We will do the very same. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to ksindelka@breitbart.com.